This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, we are very, very happy and proud to have a returning partner to the show, and get into a little bit of the story here in just a moment. But many of you remember Online Trading Academy for a number of years. It was on our show and did our TV show with CBS and Mr. John Hinkle. And unfortunately, John passed away a couple of years ago. And very unfortunate, unexpected passing. And we are thrilled, though, to have the president of Online Trading Academy now in Denver, Josh Lilquist, with us. So, Josh, thanks for being with us today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me. I'm really glad we're back on the show and really helping people in Denver in the financial markets and the whole financial industry as a whole. So I'm really glad to be here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I'm so happy because I'm telling you, had such a great relationship with John and Online Trading Academy, and I am personally thrilled because I know we did help a lot of people. And we're also here to announce, hey, a new show here on Fridays during our noon to 1 hour, and it is going to be with Josh and myself from time to time, but Investing and Trading Live. It will be here every Friday from noon to 1 right here on KLZ 560, so I hope you'll stay tuned and listen to those broadcasts as well. Well, Josh, let's let our listeners know a little bit about you, your family, where you're from, kind of how you got into being a president of Online Trading Academy here in Denver as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story. You know, I grew up in Minnesota, kind of the northern part of Minnesota, small town, and it just probably like a lot of people listening too, just never really understood the financial markets. Nobody really talked about it growing up. You know, living in a small town, it's you did construction or construction.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of those things where, so it was one of those things I really wanted to get into. And so I got involved with Online Trading Academy about 8 years ago and just really started. I got introduced actually to trading investing from a friend at the gym that I worked out at. And he was a nice guy. He was talking about how he was trading and investing. And it just really intrigued me. And I always thought about it, just never really knew how to get started. Just like most people, it's like, where do you start? What do you do? Where do you go? And stuff like that. So I kind of picked his brain, and he was kind of showing me a few different things on what he was doing. And, we talked about trading a lot. We got into it a lot, but I just still didn't really understand the markets. And quite frankly, he didn't really either. Now that I know more about it, and it's kind of crazy because that's what a lot of people do, is people know a little bit and they try to help other people. But without the right education, what really happens is you're all in the dark. And without that, you're making the wrong investing decisions. And that's what had happened right away when I first got into the markets, is I didn't really know what I was doing. And you're kind of guessing and stuff like that. So I got involved with Online Trading Academy, as I mentioned, about 8 years ago. And I kind of just fell into it and started answering phones and stuff like that. And just really, it's been something that it was either sports or investing and trading. Right. And obviously, my sports career is done. That's been done a long time ago. You know how the knees go and the back go after
a
while.
Yes, I do.
But it was, one thing that I kept learning and getting into Online Trading Academy, and they really taught me a lot about how the market actually works, how it functions, whether it's trading as like a short-term income strategy or long-term wealth strategies. So just being around Online Trading Academy and the community has really helped me understand and start to navigate the financial markets much, much better.
Absolutely. And I tell you, again, just looking back at the years that we've spent with Online Trading Academy, it's such a the first few times I went over and just kind of saw classes, just the environment of people, and it surprised me, really, just the variation of ages that were there, men, women, reasons why people were there. So take a minute and kind of tell us just a little bit about, you know, who comes to these classes, and we'll kind of talk about the classes here in a minute, but who's comes to these classes?
Yeah, so we have classes right here in Denver, and really, as you mentioned, all types of people come to these classes. Really anybody that wants to get into the market. So we see people that have never traded before, have never invested before, and want to get started, whether they're in their, you know, in the teens up to their 90s. I've seen people come into their 90s because it's never too late to learn how to trade and invest, sure. Especially if you have a financial future that you want to build. Because as we're seeing right now with inflation, things are not getting any cheaper. So we see all types of ages, all types, you know, whether it's males, females coming in. We're actually seeing a lot more females coming in lately because I believe a lot of the stats are showing more of the women are controlling a lot of the money. And so everybody really needs to understand how the financial markets work. So really, we see a whole basket of people that coming in. We have people come in that from a lot of construction workers come in to these investing classes at the academy. You know, doctors, truck drivers, nurses, really any profession. Because a lot of people actually think, and you know, you might think this too, is as you, people think you need a financial education or a financial degree to get in the markets. You actually don't. And that's what we really provide is education in these classes that we'll talk about later to learn how to get in the markets, learn how to do it safely, but also to do that confidently.
All right. If you're just joining us, Josh Lilquist is with us, president of Online Trading Academy here in Denver. I hope you'll join us now every Friday, noon to 1, for investing and trading live with Josh. And I'll be joining those from time to time as well. And we're just, as I mentioned in the opening, we are just thrilled to have online trading back with us. And I'm telling you, if you have been searching and trying to figure out what you can do for your financial outlook, I hope you'll give online trading a chance to earn your trust in your business. And that's what we're going to do through these shows, give you a chance to get to know Josh. And we're going to tell you about some classes here in just a few minutes. So, Josh, what are there characteristics that you that make up a good student for Online Trading Academy? I mean, what do you kind of look for that, or what you found that makes a good student?
Yeah, we really look for a few different things, and the first one would be being coachable, because what we teach—it's nothing you're going to find online. You know, the University of YouTube, all that garbage that's out there. By the way, just so our listeners know, be very careful with what you watch and what you listen to online. Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, follow my strategy, you're going to make $1 billion tomorrow. It's not really realistic, right? So you have to be coachable or willing to learn. And we actually have about 60 instructors at the academy, and a lot of them came from the floors of the exchanges, you know, New York Stock Exchange, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Chicago Board of Options, and that's who's teaching our classes. So you had to be willing to learn something a little bit different, right? Because if you think about this, most people struggle with their finances. I mean, I believe the stat is 5% of people are actually financially secure. And so you have to be willing to do things differently, not like the public. So you got to be coachable.
Right.
Another thing that you really need is you have to have discipline. So, for example, you know, we have a step-by-step strategy to get in the financial markets. And, I mean, just like if you're going to drive somewhere, if you have that GPS that's guiding you where to go, and if you don't follow that GPS, you're probably not going to reach your destination. So you have to be disciplined and follow a step-by-step process or a step-by-step plan, and just follow that to get to the decisions that you want to make in the financial markets. And the third one, which I actually think is probably the most important, is being decisive. Because in trading investing, you have to take advantage of opportunities. You know, the old acronym or the word POUR. The definition of POUR is actually passing over opportunities regularly. Wow. So you have to take action when you have opportunities. You know, when you have opportunities to buy something, you have to hit the buy button. We have the opportunity to sell it. You have to be able to sell it, and that really removes those emotions. So when you're coachable, learn a plan, you're disciplined, you follow that plan, all you got to do is be able to be decisive and click that button. Because that's a great thing about trading investing, is it's just a click of a button away. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit more in the upcoming segments here. But those are some of the characteristics that we're really looking for in people at the academy. And these can all be trained and coached as well if some people struggle with that.
Okay, great. Now, we've mentioned a class here. We probably have everybody on the edge of their seats these first 10 minutes. So kind of tell us about the class and what folks can learn there.
Yeah, well, really, they can learn, I mean, a lot of things. It's about a two-hour class, and these are physical classes at our academy right here in Denver. And what we teach is how the market actually works, how it functions, how to buy, how to sell. We get into all the different asset classes. Everybody knows stocks, which are a phenomenal asset to get into. There's other markets that are out there, and we'll kind of dive into these a little bit later.
Okay.
But you have the futures market, the Forex market, you have the options market, and you even have the crypto market. That's a pretty hot topic these days.
Boy, for sure.
So we have education and content on all of them. There's leverage involved. There's different times of day. So that's, you know, a couple of things that we start the investing class off with, is how the market works, and then these other assets that might be beneficial to other people, because everybody has a different goal or objective. And that's another thing, too, is what is your goal? What is your objective in the market? And we try to discover that during this investing class and really kick that off to where you are now, where do you want to be, and then how do you bridge that gap?
Absolutely. So how can folks attend?
Well, it's simple. We've made things really simple these last couple of years. Everybody likes ease. So we have a text in where people can text in, and they're going to receive two tickets for an investing class. And these are classes, like I said, right here in Denver. And you also, when they text in and register for this class, by the way, it's free, they're going to receive a quick start kit, which actually has some information and content to help people get started right away. So they can text right now. So if you get your phones ready, you can text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210, and that's for two tickets. So most people actually bring their spouse or significant other, or a lot of people are actually bringing their kids in with as well.
Wow.
So we actually encourage that. We encourage family, because they really don't teach financial education in schools. They just don't do that, or even college. So we actually encourage that. So you can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets for this investing class, locally right here in Denver. So, Scott, a couple things I want to cover on the next segment here. I want to get into some different income strategies that the markets, you know, have the, you know, people have the opportunity to get into.
Okay.
And these different assets that I had mentioned just recently with futures, Forex, options, I want to describe those a little bit so people can see what those are and what are some of the opportunities for income strategies in the financial markets.
Great. Josh Lilikus was with us, president of online trading in Denver. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and we'll be right back.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
What's in a name? For Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the name perfectly describes the state-of-the-art veterinary medical facility that we trust. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, trust is why we have chosen Lone Tree Vet for all of our pets' medical needs. They provide a wide variety of medical and surgical services and utilize state-of-the-art methods, protocols, and technology. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, you can trust the medical team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. We all know that making the decision for our pets to have a medical or surgical procedure is not always an easy one, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they understand the hesitation and anxiety that accompany leaving a pet for any type of procedure. Whether it's a spay or neuter surgery, a laparoscopic surgery, or a complex orthopedic surgery, the professional team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is dedicated to making your pet feel comfortable and special. If your pet needs medical care, call 303-708-8050 today. That's 303-708-8050. And for more information, visit them online at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy, teaching everyday people just like you how to trade and invest with the financial markets. Now, we talk about stocks, trading, investing with those. We get into futures contracts, you know, gold, oil, silver. We'll talk about that coming up. There's opportunities in there for income strategies. Forex, which would be the currency market, opportunities there for income strategies. Options, which is mainly option contracts on stocks, which essentially give you buying power or capital efficiency. We talk a lot about that in this show, and we're going to get into that here in the next couple segments. But even cryptocurrency, I mean, cryptocurrency, it's not looking good for a lot of people right now, but there are potentially are still opportunities out there. If you look at Bitcoin right now, what is Bitcoin? The down to the lows again at about 16,000 bucks per coin there. So, you know, there's potentially some opportunities there. And that's why we kind of bring these to light as far as the markets, because it looks bad for a lot of people, but it's always an opportunity both directions. We have shorting the market, which means profiting in down markets. So there's strategies designed for both directions in the financial markets. If you miss tickets to that free investing class that we host at our academy here, it's a physical place to go to learn how to trade and invest. Not one of those silly YouTube videos. It's actually a place to go. We have an academy all over the country, but locally here, if you're listening to the show, we have a class near you. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. This is for two seats for an investing class. Also, a financial quick start kit. And in this kit, there's some topics on how to get started right away, but also some free stock picks. Al, everybody likes some free stuff, especially when it's that holiday season. They want some stock picks to see how this strategy actually works. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. So, Al, you know, I mentioned that it's the holiday season. I got to ask you a question. Are you ready for Christmas this year?
You know, I don't think in my entire life I have ever been totally ready. I'm the guy that people see out shopping on Christmas Eve when the prices triple or quadruple.
There you go. That's why I brought that up, Al, because people plan for Christmas, right? They plan for, you know, buying presents for their kids, for their grandkids, their family, or loved ones. And they plan for stuff like that. But you know what people don't plan for? Their financial future.
Right.
And I want to bring that to light a little bit, because there are ways and strategies to plan for your financial future. If you're, say, we've been seeing a lot of people, Al, come to these investing classes, great jobs, making some pretty good money from their income, their job. But the problem is they don't make enough to pay the bills, have some fun, and to save as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of listeners, because we know there's a retirement crisis, and that's partially because people just don't have enough to save.
Right.
But there's our strategies to use multi sources as far as different strategies and multiple income sources, which trading investing is an opportunity for a lot of people. So let's help people plan for their future financially. You help a lot of people build that plan, build that strategy for hopefully they can save more, maybe, you know, donate more. Some people want to do that. How do people use strategies with the market for extra income, having more than one source, because that's what they say is having more than one source is how you actually become financially free.
Correct.
We're seeing a lot of people want to do that. How do you help people bridge that gap and start that plan?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me comment on something we started talking about in that last segment, in the first segment, about time. Excuse me, I had mentioned that, you know, maybe it's not the right time to invest in a particular asset. It's always the right time to be in the market because there is always an opportunity. Regardless of which direction the market goes, if you have been trained properly to know the right assets and strategies to use. But it may not be the right time to invest in a specific investment. You may be looking at a company you think is a great company, but the price can be so high that it's not a good investment. So that's kind of what we mean by time. So don't chase something. There's always going to be something that is a good investment in any market condition. Now, as far as income, we talked a lot about income, and you mentioned that the successful people in this country, and we're talking about maybe only 5% of the people in the country that are truly financially successful, financially independent, have multiple sources of income. And that does not mean jobs. We talk about this every week. And what we always ask people when they come into these classes is, you know, what is your goal? What are you looking at getting out of the market? Why are you looking at the markets? And we find a number of different answers. A lot of people are just starting out and they need more income. A lot of people maybe have gone through a divorce or some kind of a trauma and they need more income. A lot of people are in retirement and their income from their job is gone and they need more income. The ironic thing is that if you go to most Wall Street advisors, they will put you into a position that is not geared towards income. It is really more of a, and this is kind of the advisor go-to, is put you into a portfolio that is long-term. Put a portfolio together, let it ride, put it on cruise control, and don't worry about what's happened this year. The majority of the 401ks, for example, are down around 25% this year alone. That's how comfortable is it to ride that out if you are in retirement and you're relying on that, or if you're thinking about or getting close to retirement. So if you need income, if you want additional income, there are assets that are ideal for that, and we teach those in these classes. We have instructors, professional instructors, that are basically pros in all of those different assets. And what I'm talking about for short-term income is not what most people are in. Most people are in mutual funds or in stock. And those are stocks. Equities are one of the greatest things ever to come along for people to build long-term wealth. But short-term income is different. It means that you have to have something now. If you have your furnace breaks down, your car breaks down, you can't agree to pay for it in 10 or 20 years. You need extra income now. So options, futures, Forex, those are three fantastic assets to use for short-term income. And by short-term, you kind of decide what that is going to be and then the right asset or the right strategy to use to kind of fit into your timeline. Some people are day traders. They want to generate an income daily, some weekly or some monthly. And everyone may be a little different as to what they're looking for and, to be honest with you, what they should be doing. And one of the things that we do is help you identify where you are now and where you want to be in the future. That's really the key. What do you want your future to look like? And to be able to achieve that, you have to know how to bridge the gap properly from where you are to that point. Don't look at what you have now and say, well, if I get, you know, 3 or 4% a year, this is how I can live in the future. Start out by saying, this is how I want to live in the future. And then let's figure out the rate of return you need to get there using the right assets and the right strategies for you specifically.
I'm really glad you brought that full circle, because we kind of started this segment out as people plan for Christmas, they plan for holidays, but they don't plan for their financial future. You do have to find out where you're at now. Where are you at now? That's just what we talk sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
Where are you now? Where do you want to be in the future? And then how do you create that plan, which is step by step to reach that goal or objective? And you brought up earlier that the longer you wait to do something, the harder it is down the road. And you won't really realize it until it's that time. That's why now is the time to get in these financial markets and make investing decisions now for your trading income strategies and your wealth strategies. So learn how these techniques and strategies work, and we introduce you to these techniques and concepts in these free classes that we have here, local at our academies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats to see how to have more income strategies in your life. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. I was just thinking about that movie with the cops. I forget what it was called. I almost said Right Meow. Remember that movie?
Say that again?
Right Meow.
Right Meow?
Yeah, remember that movie? I think it was Super Troopers. They said Right Meow. But we'll leave that.
I must have missed that one.
I'm going to have to give you that movie later. It's a really good movie. Anyways, off topic a little bit.
It was.
So, you know, I've been meeting with a lot of people lately, Al, and there's so much stuff out there for people to find financial information. Mm-hmm. And think about this for a second. When someone is looking for information, what do? They Google it.
They Google it, right.
Now, where is this information coming from? If the odds are stacked against the public, and the public is going to Google, or worse, YouTube for financial education and financial information, do you think it's possible that institutions or the smart money are manipulating the minds of the public because they know where people are getting their mm-hmm. information? Potentially, that's why the public struggles, because they have to continue to research things. But where is that research coming from? Where is that information coming from? Who is giving that information, and what is their motive? We're seeing so many people come to the academy right now, Al, to find out why they're doing some of the things they're doing. Why are they seeing some of the things they're seeing? But how do they find out how the institutions are doing it and not how they're saying to do it, because there's a disconnect there? How do you help people bridge that gap and kind of get from the wrong mindset to the right mindset to make income strategies?
Well, first of all, we want people to know what moves price. You know, if you get into an investment, whether you're looking at short-term income or for your long-term wealth buildup, you want the price of that asset, if you buy it, to go up in value. So would it be helpful to know why it goes up in value and when it's going to go up in value? That's what our core strategy is designed to do. It doesn't make any difference how smart you are or what your opinion is or what the opinions of people on YouTube or on the TV channels, what they're saying. What's far, far, far more important is to track what the smart money. In other words, the people that are drivers of price action, what are they doing? When are they going to do it? That's how you become successful, and that's what we do. We show you how the markets function, why price moves, who moves it, and then how to just follow what they're doing, because they leave tracks on something called a price chart, and we teach our students how to read a price chart very much like a radiologist would read an X-ray or an MRI. On a price chart, everything you need to know is there. A lot of the things that people push as their strategy is based on maybe their opinion of what will happen based on something that's happened before, instead of looking at factually what we know will move price. And that's just big buyers coming in and big sellers coming in. And what happens when the institutions, and it's the big Wall Street institutions, maybe hedge fund managers that are doing that, they trade with such large quantities of money that they can move the price of something. And then what they count on, and it happens every time, is the emotions of the public to then get involved and provide profits for them. What you want to do as a successful trader is to be positioned before the public comes in. The markets are hugely driven by emotions, and the institutions know that, and they know how to take advantage of the emotions of the public. That's how they succeed. So one of the things that is critical to be successful is to control the emotions and just trade with something that's objective, that follows a set of rules, a step-by-step process that is a set of rules that takes as much as possible the thinking out of it, the emotions out of it, the fear and the greed, because those emotions will get involved if you are a human being, and I'm assuming everyone listening is a human being.
Maybe.
If not, contact us. Who would like to know that? But if you're a human being, you can't help it. You have emotions that are inherent in you, and you have to be able to control those as a trader or investor.
Yep.
And by following that set of rules, which is part of our core strategy, we even give you a trading platform that makes you follow those rules to get to the point where you identify whether something is a good quality position for you, or it will tell you if you should not get into it because of certain things.
Yeah, you're coming back full circle again, and it's really having a plan, having rules within a plan, removing those emotions out of the markets, so that way you're getting in the markets before these moves happen, not after and late to the party. If you're listening right now, and if you're, you know, we talk about planning for Christmas, have you ever arrived late to dinner? It doesn't feel very good. You always want to get there before dinner so you can get the hot turkey, the nice hot stuffing. That's the key in trading investing, is getting in the markets before these moves happen. And that's the difference between the people that are successful and the people that are not. It's that 5%. So we, as retail investors and traders, need to do things like them and a little bit different than what we're seeing on TV and that, you know, which is worse, the university of YouTube. Please, you know, if you're listening right now, please refrain from going to YouTube, just helping you out in making financial decisions. So we have investing classes to get started in these markets and to see how these markets actually function, to make smart investing decisions. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats. Text investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for a free class on the markets. Coming up next, retirement strategies, 401k and IRA. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam. So call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. My name is Josh Lilquist, and we are having a fantastic time talking about the financial markets. Income strategies on the last section. We're going to talk about some 401k, IRA, retirement strategies coming up here next. But we've had a lot of people in the past month or two, especially last month or two, come into these free classes that we've been hosting here at the Academy. And these are physical classes where people are coming in to see how the markets function, how to make smart investing decisions, but really how to build more consistency and confidence in the financial markets. So if you miss seats with that class, you can text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210. This for two seats and a financial quick start kit. And in this kit, it has some free stock picks, but also some content on how to get started right away. So if you're new to the markets, what to focus on. But if you've been trading investing for several years and just looking for more consistency, there's topics in there for that as well. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. So Al, in the last segment, as I mentioned, we did talk about those income strategies, and you have to do things differently than what the public is doing. You can't just go Google it and try to find an investment strategy. It just, where is that information coming from and who is giving that information? What is their motive? So that's why we do things differently here at Online Trading Academy. We have people that have been in the markets, you know, over 60 instructors now roughly, that train people how to trade and invest. And the dynamic is a lot of them came from the Florida exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange, Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And they so they've seen how the markets work. So they've helped develop our strategy. But also, a lot of our students are becoming instructors, too, because you're seeing the evolution of Online Trading Academy. 25 years training people how to trade and invest, especially in 401ks and IRAs, in the retirement strategies. Let's break down the retirement strategies and how do you help people. We mentioned in that last segment, plan for income. How do you help people plan for the retirement strategies?
Well, one of the things that we do is look at everybody as an individual and look at what your goals are. When you go into retirement, a lot of people have had a plan that looks at, as I kind of mentioned in that last segment, how much money they have and what the average rate of return in the market is, and that's going to tell you how you can live in retirement. And we take a different approach. We want you to tell us what you want your retirement to look like, and then we'll try to put something together that helps you to achieve that. And it kind of gets down to the rate of return. What kind of rate of return do you need to live the life that you want?
So I just want to interrupt you for a second. That's a question that I'm sure a lot of people don't really know. What is a good rate of return? Because if you think about it, brokers and advisors, they're going to say, oh, the historical rate of returns are what, 5 to 10%, somewhere in there?
Yeah, it's probably less than that if you go back. If you look at the typical investment that the public is in, it's lower than that.
So if it is, and people are putting money in all these accounts, and they're not reaching their retirement goals, they need to do things differently, right?
Exactly. And sometimes that means, and oftentimes it means doing something you have not done before, that you haven't been exposed to or taught about. That's what we do. There are a number of different ways of being involved in the market, a number of different assets that you can trade. We have pros that can give classes, education, knowledge on all of those. But just as far as the rate of return, let's just look at this. If you, especially, you know, the younger you are, the earlier you start, the better off you are. But let's just look at this. If your rate of return is 3.9%, it takes 18 and a half years for you to double your assets. If your rate of return is 11% annually, it takes 6.5 years to double. So that rate of return is significant. But I think now is, this is, I think, what people should do right now. Look at where you are now. You can't trade backwards. So you can't change what's happened before. But if your portfolio has been hit, or if it's fallen behind where you think it should be at this point in time, now is the time to get prepared. And how do you do that? Well, number one, you have to protect the remaining assets you have. If you have lost money, are you okay with losing more money? And if not, how are you going to stop that? Well, if you have a portfolio that has taken a hit in this market, maybe whoever is managing that portfolio didn't do what would be in your best interest in having the proper protection.
But what if they're a nice guy or a nice gal? Remember, sure. You talk to a lot of people and they say, oh, they're a nice guy, but...
Yep.
So it's kind of they're salespeople, right?
Well, look, yeah, and that is part of how they're successful. They are nice people, you know, and I know a lot of people that I was in that industry, and a lot of my friends are still in it. They're really nice people. But think about this. Who really is responsible for what you have at the end of your life when you go into retirement? Who's responsible for, you know, what you have now if you have investments? And you're really the one that's responsible for it. You can't, I know you can hand off the management to somebody else, but at the end, when you look at the results, that person is not going to make up any difference between where you think you should be or you want it to be and where you are. This is your responsibility, and the knowledge is out there. The opportunities are there. If you're not doing well, it's not because of a lack of opportunities. It's because of you're not able to take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, and then I'm glad you brought that up, Al, because that is your responsibility. And you've been talking about this for, I mean, I remembered last November, last December, we were talking about plan for a down market. We've been this has kind of been the theme of the whole show. And you just mentioned a great thing. Now is still the time to keep planning and start building these strategies because we have great opportunities coming up, especially in retirement accounts. So don't just wait there and sit there and wait. Act now. Come into one of these investing classes, and Al kind of dissects these 401k strategies, these IRA strategies with your accounts and what you might be able to do moving forward. Text right now. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210 for two seats to see how to use your retirement account and hopefully make smarter investing decisions within that. So, Al, you brought up a couple of great topics, and I just want your opinion, or I guess not your opinion, but what can people expect in two scenarios? And we'll kind of bring this back full circle, maybe in the next segment if we have enough time to do it in this segment. We'll probably end it in the next segment. What can people expect if the market continues to go down and if it does go back up? Like, what's an expectation there?
Well, the market is going to do both of those things. It's going to go down and it's going to go up. But the key is what's going to happen in the future. And you know what? To be honest with you, nobody knows. No, nobody that I'm aware of living at this point in time in history can predict 100% accuracy the future. So what you have to do is be able to put the odds in your favor that regardless of what's happening, you can benefit. And it means not just knowing. Anybody out there that has any kind of investments right now understands bull markets. They understand that you can make money if the market is going up. But it's not always going to go up. And you just saw that this year. We saw it in the year 2000 with the S&P down 50%. The year 2009, down 57%. When the pandemic hit, the coronavirus pandemic hit, down about 34-35%. Those things will happen. And we can't control. You can't control something like COVID. There are things that will happen. We can't control what China does or North Korea does or Russia does, but we can control how we respond to those things. If the market goes up, are you satisfied just getting that maybe 3-5% a year? Wall Street isn't. The pros aren't. They are looking at sometimes triple-digit returns. We can't guarantee that you'll get that, but the opportunity is not going to be there at all for you to try to achieve bigger returns if you don't do something different. If you're just investing in mutual funds or if you're putting a long-term portfolio together, not really going to help you with that short-term income aspect. There is a right way to invest long-term, and you really need to be able to do that. But the number one thing you need to do, you have to do, is protect the assets that you have. And then if the market does go up, there are people out there that in every week, every day, not week, every day, I get newsletters from people saying, this market is going to skyrocket. And then another newsletter, we're going to have a flat market for the next 10 years. Another newsletter, this market's going to be down and people are going to lose another 20, 30, 40%. Again, those are opinions. Who's right? I don't know who's right, but wouldn't it be great to be prepared to take advantage of any of those outcomes?
Yep.
But if you want to participate in an upward move in the market, which we will have, then there are assets that give you the opportunity to have a multiple of every dollar you put into an investment. Those leverage assets, futures, Forex, options. You need to learn about those, and those are the things that we talk about in these classes.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because you have to protect your money. I mean, that's the key, is keeping what you have, learning how to keep what you have, but then building the strategies on to get back in the market when these markets go back. When will they go? Who knows? But don't wait for it. Don't wait and see. Act now. We have investing classes that Al helps people prepare for some of this stuff, how to plan. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this investing class to see these strategies. Learn that plan, build that plan, put simple rules within that plan, and hopefully reaching those goals that you have for retirement, whenever that may be, and whatever that looks like for you in the future. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. I want to talk about something in the next segment, Al. It's that wait and see mode. We have a lot of people in the markets that are holding on to really bad positions right now, and they're waiting to see what happens. I'm going to give a little story on what that looks like coming up next. This is Josh and Al. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer. You're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the final segment of Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. My name is Josh Lilquist, and you know, we've been talking a lot about different strategies in the markets today for income, you know, income during your working years, income during retirement, but also strategies for protecting and growing your wealth bucket, your 401ks and IRAs, and having those strategies with simple rules within them. That way you have more confidence in these markets and being able to make these decisions on your own. That's why, you know, at Online Trade Academy, we have people to train you how to do that, but also guidance and mentoring, so that way you're never alone in the financial markets. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for an investing class at our local academies right here. Al teaches these, I teach these as well, and hopefully making smarter investing decisions from that day moving forward. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. So Al, I mentioned that last segment. Actually, you brought it up a couple times, is there's a lot of people in wait and see mode. I'm going to wait and see what this market does and then start making decisions.
Sure, that's the easy way to do it.
It is. It's easy. It's the head in the sand approach. And how has that worked for individuals throughout their whole life? I mean, we have a retirement crisis. People don't have enough to retire. Their 401ks are underfunded. Their IRAs are underfunded. And they're living off a quote-unquote fixed income. So I want to talk about a conversation I just had actually yesterday with a good friend, and we were talking about the real estate market. And she was talking about, you know, she wants to be able to flip this home. And we've been talking about earlier, and you said earlier, is now the right time to get into the housing market? Which, you know, it could be, it might not be. But the difference was that she didn't feel like she had the skills to do what the institutions were doing. So what she said is, you know, I don't want to be buying something and then have, you know, interest rates high right now. So I'm going to wait and see to see what happens, and then I'm gonna you know, look at getting into it. So we talked through that, and I said, well, okay, well, you can wait and see until the interest rates go down. That's what you wanted to do, right? She says yes. And how do you know that they're done going down and they start going up? When is the right time to actually do that? And she said, well, I'll just wait and see, and then I'll do it then. And that wasn't a strategy. And she kind of brought it back. She goes, you know what? I'm just guessing. Mm-hmm. And that's why she would struggle in the real estate market, because she was guessing on when to do things. what the great thing about the financial markets is, we have strategies for up and down markets. So we don't have to guess on when to get in. We don't have to wait and see. We can act now because there's always opportunities. So if you're looking to get in the markets, don't just wait and see what, to see what happens. You're late to the party, right? So Al, you help people with their retirement accounts and strategies and how to be proactive and not reactive. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you do to help people kind of bridge that gap of feeling comfortable and confident to make these decisions before it actually happens? So then you're in as it moves.
Yeah. Here's what we want all of our students to be able to do. We want them to be able to say, it was a great day in the markets, regardless of which direction it went. Mm-hmm. That's how you do this with confidence. And again, it gets down to education. It gets down to knowledge. But it's not just knowledge. It's the skills to use that knowledge. Your knowledge is really worthless unless you know how to use it, when to use it, and when not to use it, when not to use things. And those are the things that we try to, you know, impart upon our students is how to build the skills to use the knowledge that we provide. And when you talk about retirement, for example, here's something to consider. What's your largest assets? The biggest assets that you have are probably your house and your retirement account. What do you know about your house? All sorts of things. You mm-hmm. know what your house is worth, probably. You know what the property taxes are. You know what the heating bill is, the cooling bill. You know what it costs to, you know, do certain repairs around the house. But what do you know about your retirement accounts? And if you don't know them, hey, you can always call that guy that manages it. You know, hey, do this. On the count of three, yell out the name of the person that manages your 401k. One, two, three.
Crickets.
And yet that's the person that you may be relying on for the quality of your retirement.
Trusting. That's what they say is they trust. Yeah, you. Yeah. That's been pumped into people by commercials.
Sure.
Trust your advisor.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I remember even there's one company out there that because the names of these people have changed. They used to be brokers. We were stockbrokers, then advisors, then trusted global advisors, all these names that make people feel warm and fuzzy. But the reality is that the person that you meet probably has turned your assets over to somebody else who you never meet and who never meets you. Typically in a 401k, 403b, and those retirement accounts, there's some things that are great about them. I mean, we talk about the 401ks a lot. We don't mean to disparage them. Well, in a way we do, but it's a great vehicle to make people put money aside for retirement.
It's been a saver,
and if you have a match, if your company matches part of it, that's fantastic. That's free money. But other than that, there's some real disadvantages to that as the source of your retirement or your later years financial security. The fees that you pay for little to no advice, you know, that's 2-3% a year probably that's being taken out. You don't even see all of those fees. And then you're put into something that will only benefit you if the market goes up. When the market's going down, your 401k, your 403 is going down with it. Do you even know what the assets are that you have available in your 401k or 403b? Probably not. But one of the things that we talk about in the classes is what we call dynamic 401k management, how to get better returns, a better performance from your employer-sponsored retirement plans, and then how to maybe set up a self-directed IRA when the match from your company has been met and that's no longer there. Then the additional money you might want to look at putting into a self-directed IRA where you don't have any fees. You have many more choices. You don't just have to have the market go up to benefit. You can use assets and strategies that will benefit you in an up market, a down market, a sideways market, provide protection for you, like having an insurance policy on your portfolio, and then using leveraged assets. Futures, forex, and options that we teach in these classes, they have leverage, which means that every dollar you invest controls a multiple of that in the overall investment. Maybe a $2,000 account could potentially control a $100,000 investment. That's maximizing the value of your investment money.
Yeah, I want to go a little further on the house example. People know what's, you know, all those things that you were talking about. But what do people do to protect what's inside? They get security cameras. Mm-hmm. They lock the doors. some people have bars on their doors. There's different precautions people make to keep their home safe, which is, you know, one of those big buckets of capital they have, you know, or investment. But people don't put security on their portfolio. They don't put protection on that. There are strategies to protect those. We're seeing big down markets this year. If these continue to go down, why not protect that from your account from going down? There's strategies designed to do that. And there are other alternatives with these 401ks. There's things you can do differently. And you bring those up and you introduce these concepts in these free classes that you have. You teach these classes every single week. We have them during the week. We have them on the weekend. And helping our listeners make smarter investing decisions, text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats to learn more about these retirement accounts and different alternatives to 401k. Alan, about 45 seconds, talk a little bit about what people can learn in this investing class.
Well, starting out with how the markets function, why price moves, what moves price, and then how to take advantage of that. We're going to show you or talk to you about protection, portfolio protection strategies, the important thing, when to buy, when to sell. What's the most important thing about a trade? It's not just the entry, but it's the exits. There's two exits to every trade. One is if you're wrong, one is if you're right. How do you determine those two exit points? We talk about that in these classes. We talk about the common mistakes that investors make and how to mitigate those mistakes. And basically just show you how to mimic or track what Wall Street is doing. Those are the people that are moving price. And the most important thing as an investor or a trader is to be able to, you know, you're a hunter, Josh, right?
I am.
When you hunt, you're going hunting for something. We teach you how to be a hunter of unfilled orders, where the institutions in the future are going to be taking their position, acting, and you can be positioned. We show you how to do that on a price chart. You can be positioned right along with them to benefit when they actually make their move.
Yep, it's about being in the right place at the right time and how to do that with consistency, but also with confidence. And I just want to bring back up, how do people make decisions, whether it's in their everyday life or their financial accounts? And some people, when they're afraid or they don't know what to do, they do nothing. They're scared to act. Get comfortable, but you have to learn how to act in these markets. Learn these techniques and concepts. We have these investing classes to teach you what these concepts are, so that way you can act and you're not just like what's the animal that puts their head in the sand? What is that called again?
An ostrich.
An ostrich. You don't want to have the head in the sand approach. Have the plan for that and make smart investing decisions with confidence. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for an investing class to build that confidence. Al, we've had a lot of people, you know, listening to the show here, texting in, and we had a lot of football and fun this past week. Let's hit them up with today's OTA tip of the week.
Well, Josh, often things happen that are not our choice, but if you let those things happen and don't do anything about them, you have made a choice. You made a choice to live with the consequences of what's happened. Successful people identify the problems that they have, but they give their power and energy to solutions so they can make the proper choices. So if your problems are financial, our goal at OTA is to help you find and use solutions appropriate for you to address and fix those problems.
It all starts with a little bit of action, and it starts with a plan. That plan is coming to Online Trading Academy to free classes to be introduced to these different techniques and concepts. One last giveaway, text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this free class. As always, we hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Same time, same place next week. Until then, retire young, my friends.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.